Gretchen Pritz, and I am your host today. And I'm so honored to be here with Susan Kennard today, talking about such an important topic. Susan, thank you so much for being with us here again today.
It's great to have you. Thanks for inviting me back. It's great.
You're welcome. You know, it was just Monday. Your call was so powerful on Monday. Mm. So many clearings that you did. So much support you gave to our community members. So I just want to take a minute to thank you for that and acknowledge you for sharing your gifts with all of us, because so many of us need what you have to offer. So thank you for that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it's my pleasure. It's obviously my my background is trauma and addiction, and we'll talk about that. But yeah, it's something that I've lived and breathed for nearly 30 years, really.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, and that's what, you know, after you were on over the summer, you and I were talking, and you were talking about, you know, your background in addiction. Mm. And we, you know, we have some similarities because my background was I was working for the county as a caseworker. So similar yeah. kind of backgrounds. And I was like, Susan, our people need what you have to offer with the specialty of addiction, you know, addiction from, you know, yeah. food to substances and the whole scale, the gamut in between. Like, it's such a, it can be so consuming. And I was so happy and excited when you said, yes, I would love to offer this. it's such a great, great offer. And I just wanted to let everybody know, kind of have Susan kind of talk about her background in this subject, because not only are you well qualified in this, but one thing that I with addiction, you know, the stigma, and it doesn't mm-hmm. matter if you're addicted to M&Ms or, you know, it doesn't matter, that stigma that you put on yourself mm-hmm. and others put on you is really powerful. So I just love for you to kind of share your background so everybody knows that.
Yeah, sure. Thank you. Yeah, I started off my career, I suppose, as a psychologist and then a psychotherapist. And then I specialized in child protection. So I worked in local authority. We call it local authority over here. And I worked in London, and I was on a team where I was working with drugs and addiction, domestic abuse and child abuse. You name it. I worked with it in that team. And I worked with it for about 15 years, and I came across, you know, incredible patterns where, and of course I didn't have my ability to work how I work now with my spirit team and, you know, my guidance and so on. Obviously it was there, but I didn't really know it was there. So I was working in a very traditional way, but with my intuition as well. And so what I saw was patterns of awareness with families where, you know, it was sort of this feeling of complete aloneness and complete nobody there to support them, no one there to help them. And I realized that there was a big connection with the feeling of being isolated and addiction, and a huge amount of shame and guilt. And as you said, stigma. And so I noticed that many people that were using, and that might be drugs, alcohol, sex, you know, physical control, money controls, all of that kind of thing, were actually people that had really, really difficult experiences in their early life where they hadn't had that feeling of support and they'd literally just lost their way. And the key thing about it now that I realize is that they felt disconnected to who they were. And then we could take it further to disconnected to source, God, you know, the universe, whatever we want to call it and label it. But essentially, it's that feeling of disconnection. And so when you feel disconnected, you never are, of course, but when you feel disconnected, then you reach out for something to make you feel connected. And this is the key. And it is just so fascinating that coming from that background where we would think that addiction would be about really escaping, and that's how it is seen, as people want to escape, but I really feel it's where people want to connect. And there's been a lot of research, I know I spoke about it on Monday, but it's a huge amount of research that's been done that's shown communities where people have been heroin addicted And they, instead of giving them the stigma of being a drug addict, what they've done is they put them into communities and loved them and supported them. And they've realized that actually they didn't do any drug counseling. They actually just gave them the feeling of love and connection. Isn't that fascinating? And then they stopped needing to use drugs as their way of connecting. So it was just an incredible bit of research, really. And lots has been done on animals and rats and all sorts of things, you know, where some became addicted. The ones that were isolated were addicted. And the ones that were connected to their other little rat friends didn't go for the addictive water that was laced with, you know, heroin, let's say, or whatever it might have been. And then, you know, when we look at food and we're looking at, you know, perhaps overeating or having a body perception that causes you to overeat or undereat, then often that is because we are trying to fill that space so that we can feel connected again. You know, connected, cozy, warm, full, you know, same as hoarding. Hoarding's about being full. Filling the space, you know, it's about feeling that connection and feeling safe. And it's, you know, really across the board, this is what it's really about. And of course, you know, everyone presents with a different circumstance, a different energetic print in their vibration, but it all boils down to getting to the real causal point. And what's really good with my guides is that they will tell me and they will show me exactly where it comes from and how we can just clear it in an instant. So yeah, pretty cool.
That's really cool. Really, really cool. I want to go ask you more questions and get more into your work after we take some callers. We got lots of hands raised and all of questions asked. So let's dive in so people can experience this work for themselves.
Sure. I just want to get everybody, so I just want everybody listening and listening to the replay, just imagine that they have a star underneath their feet, which is their earth star. Oh, good. And then a star above their head, which is their soul star. Okay. And then just imagine a beam of light coming down from the soul star to the earth star. And I'm just going to clear the space. The creator, all this, it's going to delete, Paul click and delete all souls and resolve mission. May you as watchers, entities, anything that does not serve us, so that we can all be a pure, clear channel of light. Good. Excellent. So now everybody's on the same page. And now we can, I call that my earth star, soul star connection. And it's so simple. Anyone can do it. You can just imagine that your star underneath your feet is your connection to your earthly life, to Mother Earth, the support that you have from Mother Earth, and that your soul star above your head is your connection to the multiverse, the universe, the multiverse. So it's very simple. We don't have to go through a big meditation practice. We can just connect with that soul star and that earth star. It's a very quick way of connecting and feeling grounded. So I like to do that one. Yeah.
Love it. Thank you.
Okay, good.
All right. If you guys want to raise your hand, you can press star 2 or you can write in your question. We'll be taking some of both. Let's start with a caller. If you want to pick between 1 and 26.
23.
Okay. 23. Your first three digits are 310. You are unmuted.
Hi, my
Hello.
Name is Monet. Hello.
Is it Marley? Is it Marley?
Yes, Monet. That's correct.
Okay.
Thank you for taking my
call.
How can
I help you?
You know, originally I was going to ask you about sugar, but I realized it's more underneath that. It's an addiction to not being well or to being sick, maybe to get attention. I'm not quite sure.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So shall I have a look? I'll have a scan of your field.
Yes,
and
thank
I'll
you.
Have a look. Hold on. Yeah, this will really help everybody as well. So, you know, whatever work we do today, thank you so much for calling in, because every single person that I do speak to and I do work with today on this call, everyone else will benefit from. Okay, so let's have a look. Okay, so I'm really drawn to the first place that I'm drawn to in your energetic field is your higher heart. And this is where, so you have your thymus and your thyroid, which is kind of sitting there with that energy center. And this is about feeling powerless. Okay, so this would make sense with what you were saying about sugar, because sugar often is something that we do to put sweetness into our life. Okay, when we feel that we haven't got that sweetness. So it's almost like we kind of reach for that sweetness. But what I'm also seeing here is, okay. So there is a vibration here held in this, which is of abandonment, okay? So we're just going to, and we don't need to do a story about it. I can just see it, I can feel it, and I can see the resonance of it. And it goes really deep into the vibrational field. So we're just going to clear that. Does that resonate with you at all?
It does. Yes.
The feeling, yeah. Okay, so here we go. All right. So this is actually Mother Mary. When Mother Mary comes in, she comes in on a really beautiful vibration where she is healing the suffering child. Okay. So whenever she steps in, I feel her stepping in behind me and her beautiful presence. She's going to come in and essentially sing to that child that felt abandoned. All right. And that doesn't necessarily mean, my love, that you were physically abandoned or anything like that. It is the feeling of, okay, the guides are telling me, it's a feeling of being abandoned by God or Source, all right? And it doesn't have to mean that, and it doesn't have to mean it's triggered in this life. So basically, this will be from lifetime after lifetime, and I'm seeing quite a lot of religious lifetimes for you in the Akashic Records, but essentially, in this lifetime, this is my belief, but we trigger things that we need to clear from times before, all right? So the key thing about being in our mission is to know that we are not disconnected from Source, God, whatever we want to call it, okay? So this is the key thing about standing in our alignment with our mission. So here we go. All right, so this is really going to help a lot of people, so thank you so much. Right, here
thank
we go.
You.
So just feel into that space there where your thymus thyroid is, so where you might wear a tie or a necklace, okay, just right there. Take a deep breath and just integrate that for you and for everybody listening. How does that feel to you now?
It feels clear in the heart area. It kind of, it felt like that, almost like a screw came out of the heart.
Like a plug, the sense of a plug stopping you from feeling. What I'm hearing is like your real... The connection to Source is your key. You know, this is your work, you know, really to do everything you can to release all of those that I'm being drawn to the word shame. Okay. So I'm looking at the word shame that's written in front of me, and I'm really feeling that this is where we would like to go with you, is to work with all of those times that you felt ashamed. Okay. And I feel that this shut off your connection. So you were reaching out, and it's beautiful the way we do this, isn't it? You know, the way that we find a way to feel better and we find a way to feel connected. Okay. Whether it's chocolate, you know, sugar, a loaf of bread, whatever it might be, you know, it's a way that we want to feel connected and safe.
Right.
All right. Does it make sense to you about
Thank
sugar?
You. Absolutely. Yes.
And I will just say to you, which might help you, is that I'm trained as a neuropsychologist. So that's somebody who works with the emotional causal reason for dis-ease, okay, and the metaphysical causal reason as well. And we have brain relays. And when we're looking at something to do with our thyroid, our thymus thyroid, it's always about our identity. Okay. So it's that part of the brain that is about identity. So this makes perfect sense to me from a science perspective of why your body was showing that message, but also from a spiritual perspective. Okay. So it's finding the identity, and your body will show you, your energy field will show you where that's out of alignment. So I hope that's helpful for you.
Very. Thank you so much.
That's all right.
Awesome. Thanks, Monet, for joining. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Very. She really helped a lot of other people. Yeah. She helped a lot of other people with that. Yeah.
Awesome. All right. I have a write-in from Janine. Mm-hmm. She's saying, Susan, I'm pretty sure I'm addicted to distraction and scattering myself over a wide area. Could you tune into that? And I'd also like to know if I'm addicted to debt.
Okay. So when we are spreading ourselves too thinly, it's the pleasing of everyone. So it's and that affects our flow of money coming in. And I'm seeing the infinity, actually. I'm seeing the infinity here, the infinity eight. And as I look at that with her, I see that this is not flowing. Okay. So the infinity, it's a process that I do, which I will be doing in the groups and in the private sessions with people. But essentially, it's a process where we are able to integrate that future self in the now, so that best self that we can have. And what I'm looking at here for her is that her energy is spread out so thinly because she's trying to be everything to everybody. Okay. And by being everything to everybody, she's essentially, if you imagine a vibration going out, it's very thin. So, of course, it doesn't know where to come back in. So in the sense of receiving, she's giving too much, she's sacrificing herself, and she's not in the receiving mode. And what this is about is the divine feminine, the divine masculine. This is what they're telling me. So the balance of the divine feminine, the divine masculine. Masculine is I'm going to put it all out there and help everybody in the world. And the feminine is I'm going to receive. Okay, so basically what I'm seeing with her is that child, and I'm seeing the child of about five, six years old, stepping out in front of her and saying, look, you know, I actually don't know where I am in the world. So I'm just going to, what I want her and everybody on the call to repeat these words to their child. Now, whether they can see their child or they can't, it's going to be really helpful. So I want you to say to your child, especially this lady that has written in, I'm so sorry that you felt all alone in the world and there was no one there to help you understand it. Good. I see her coming closer. That's good. And I'm so sorry that you thought it was your job to heal everyone else when it was only your job to heal yourself. Okay, good. And so we would take that much deeper in a session. We would take that much deeper and also on the group calls and the mini retreat. But from this perspective, it's basically giving compassion to ourselves. And with her, she's giving everything away, but not in the receiving mode. And it was because of that child self that got triggered, where she basically felt that it was her job to heal everyone else. Okay. And many people have that. Many people feel that it's their job to heal everybody else. Okay. And of course, it's only our job to heal ourselves. Isn't it, Gretchen? Like we don't, you know, we're not here to heal everyone else. We're here to be and hold the space for everyone to heal themselves. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
to have
important.
The power to heal themselves. Yeah. Yeah. So, I hope that helps her. But definitely it would be really helpful for her to do some more work with that. Because I feel that part of her is really wanting that, you know, doesn't want to feel that they're sacrificing themselves. And from a sacrificial way of thinking and psychotherapy, we'd say that part of her is outside of herself. And really, it's just about the energy being depleted. So we need to bring that energy back in, heal that child and bring them back into the heart. So that she is not acting like a 5-year-old out in the world, no judgment, I don't mean it that way, but she's not responding like that 5-year-old, which has to heal everybody. She's responding like an adult, where she can see clearly that she is deserving of receiving. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Makes perfect sense. And Janine, let us know.
We act
how
like a child,
with
otherwise.
You. Yeah, for
Sorry?
Sure. I said, Janine, let us know how this resonates with you, too. Please write in and let us know how this was, for sure.
And that would have helped a lot of people as well to realize that, you know, when we fill our life and it's overwhelming, or when we spread ourselves too thin for everybody else and we can't say no, then often that is because we are acting like that child that needs to be loved, that needs to heal everyone else. Make sense? Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Perfect sense. Thank you. Awesome. All right. Let's take another caller. 1 through 30.
Five.
All right. Number 5. Your first 3 digits are 650. 650. You are unmuted.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Hi. How can I help you?
This is Lori. I was just hoping that you could scan me. I kind of have a lot of trauma in the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this has led to you feeling that you're addicted in some way? Is that what you're saying?
Well, when you were saying that part of connecting, that really resonated.
Yeah.
You know, just, I think I'm isolating.
Oh, yes. Okay. So I can feel in your energy field. And what I'm about to say, it's nothing to get worried about, but we're just going to clear some attachments and entities that you have with you. And when we have experienced trauma, quite often what goes with shock and trauma is it's fear, obviously, and fear attracts entities into our experience. So I'm just going to clear that with you and anybody else that feels a resonance. And there's a lot behind you, actually. So it's all in the past, you know. It's fear from the past. So, okay, ready?
Yeah.
Create all that is. Really? It's commanded that you pull, clear, cancel, and delete on all levels and resolve on the history level of this lady for everybody else on the call. Any waywards, any watches, any entities, any attachments, anything that is not of her free will and not of an agreement, and send it up to unconditional love. It is law. It is done. Thank you, Shomi. And clear across all timelines, all dimensions, all seen, unseen, known, unknown, any time at all that she has attracted into her field through shock, through trauma, through fear, anything that is not of her free will, and send it up to unconditional love. Thank you, Shomi. So have you been getting hip pain?
A little bit on the right side.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can see that. Yeah. Okay. All right. And I get it as kind of red. I get it as red. So they're showing it to me as red. And this is the anger. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's anger, but fear, it's only ever fear or love. So this is inflammation, I'm hearing. And whenever we've got inflammation, if you think about the word flame, you know, inflame, and then it's a flame sort of because it's anger. Okay, so let's have a look at this. Mm-hmm. And also, when we're looking at bones and muscles, we're looking at self-worth. Okay, so they're getting 6 years ago. So 6 years ago, what was going on for you about you moving forward in your life and making an acceptance that you're okay? And you don't have to answer it, but basically what they're saying to me is that do you know what it is? Yeah.
I do.
And so... Yeah, good. So 6 years ago, you made an acceptance that it's time for me and, you know, I value myself, all right? And what they're saying to me is this is a new wave of acceptance coming in for you. So this is like a reminder, okay? So this bit here is just the residue of anger. So would you like me just to help you with that now?
Yes, please. Yes.
Yeah, okay, all right. So you just focus on your hip. And anybody else who feels that they have anger, you know, in their bones, in their muscles, or held anywhere for them, just know that this is for them as well. So here we go. Hold on one sec. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is resentment. Okay, this is a resentment of another. Mm-hmm. All right, yeah, makes sense to you? Okay.
Yeah, so, divorce, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, bless you. Okay. All right. Well, what we could really do, if you choose to work with me, is we could do cutting of the ties with that person, mm-hmm. so that you are mm-hmm. not only divorced on paper, but you're also freed universally and in the Akashic records. Okay. From times across timelines. So we can do that. It takes a bit longer than this, though. So here we go. Right. Okay. Okay. Here we go. This is the Palladian Collective who come in and heal resentment, especially of mother. But this is a vibration, I feel, that is running through to mother as well. So that might make sense mm-hmm. to you. Okay.
Yeah.
Take a deep breath. How does it feel in your hips now?
Well, I could feel it kind of getting stronger at first.
Highlighted.
Yeah. Now highlighted, correct. And now it feels better. And I definitely felt a release of emotion.
Oh, bless you. Yeah. When the Palladians come in, they work on a level of healing resentment, but not just with you, not just with this situation that has happened to you 6 years ago, but actually the vibration of resentment. And I have to tell you something that they're telling me, which is when we heal resentment, we attract more abundance. Okay? So this is on the value of money and abundance on every level. And you're able to attract more abundance when you heal resentment. So this was like a double whammy today for you, which hopefully will really help you, yeah? Does that make sense to you?
It makes sense to me because I really thought I had cleared that relationship. Then,
I know, but I do feel cutting the ties will really help you because you know, people need to know that when you divorce, you are only divorcing, like, from a perspective of a 3D reality, signing a paper, yeah? But actually, vibrationally, energetically, those ties need to be cleared as well. And not just from this lifetime, but across all timelines and all dimensions that you've ever had a soul connection with that person. And it's from pure love. So we don't do it from a place of, you know, that person was really awful to me. We do it from a place of that person is me and I am that person because we're all one, yeah? So we do it from love, pure love of letting that person go, yeah? So, you know, think about that. If that feels something you might like to do, it would be helpful for you so you can move on.
Yes. And he did a lot of work with the Akashic Records too. We did a lot of spiritual
good.
Together,
fantastic.
So.
Reason, season, lifetime, hey?
Yeah.
People come in for a reason, season, or a lifetime. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much,
Nicole. For everything.
Yeah, thanks for joining. Thank you. All right. That was great. Amazing how you can just kind of zone in on the hip, and that's fascinating. Very cool. We heard back from Janine. Janine says, wow, thank you, spot on. And I appreciate it so much. Love and blessings. All right. So I want to give out your special offer link so everybody can take a look. It's orderjoynow.com/breakfree19. That's all one word, breakfree19. So you can pull that up, take a look. And Susan, I would love to hear about the group sessions that you're having and a little bit of detail about that if possible.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. So we've got four group calls from that perspective, and then we've also got a mini retreat if people choose to do it. But I'll talk about the group calls first. So really, you know, it's finding the root causes of addiction, like that the problem is rarely the problem. Okay. So you'll understand in these group calls the meaning of sex, that it's not just for procreation. You'll clear the feelings of shame and guilt, lack, embarrassment, anger, resentment, all of those things. Many contracts, agreements, shocks, traumas, sabotage, filling the space, debt, entities, as you've seen, we just did some entity clearing there, attachments that hang on to your fear and actually feed addiction, past lifetimes of slavery and chastity belts and scarlet letter is a really cool thing that when people release this, they just seem to, I don't know, things amazing happen in their life. It's almost like they were controlled by that, and it's like a branding. So we clear that as well. We look at serial relationships, so not feeling alone. This is in the addicted to love one. So the need for constant sex, abusive patterns of relationships, unworthiness and giving too much. Denial, being feeling starved of affection, even in a loving relationship, pushing people away, sabotaging relationships, not just romantic, by the way, every relationship, and unworthiness is a really big thing there. Let me have a look here, and helping you to create more peace, stillness, awareness, connection. Relationship to self and oneness, intimacy, and the worthiness and safety and integrity. And of course, on every group call, we're going to be doing the quantum jump into the infinity process, which I did mention a little bit about earlier, which is really cool. So we're sealing in that new energy into your vibration. Then we've got addicted to food. So, you know, anything to do with food and hiding food, binge overeating, body dysmorphia, that's when you look at yourself and see something that isn't there but you feel it is, overweight of course, bulimia, all sorts of things, sugar, chocolate, salty foods, coffee, Coca-Cola, we have that here, I think you have it in America, cola, lemonade, fizzy drinks, you know, carbonated drinks, people reach for, cake, crisps, crackers, things like that. Then there's addicted to substance, you know, alcohol, obviously, drugs, medication. So just feeling like, you know, perhaps taking antidepressants and addiction to illness we cover. So the addiction to needing the attention, like that lady spoke about, you know, feeling like she needs the attention from being ill. Cigarettes, tobacco, and those things called vapes. Yeah, which have that fruity taste, I think, apparently. And then we've got the money one, which is really cool. And that's addicted to lack, debt, giving it all away, can't have it in your bank account, you know, hoarding, spending, gambling, shopping adrenaline, gosh, you name it, we cover it. What else can we talk about here? Yeah, so there's many, many, many aspects of these group calls. And obviously, it will be tailored to the energy of the group, of course, what I feel is relevant and what the guides feel is relevant. But yeah, we're covering a huge amount in those group calls. And then if people feel drawn to do the mini retreat, which is a few weeks later, then we do 2 hours. Can I mention that? Is that okay, Gretchen?
Absolutely, yes.
It's okay, yeah. So we do 2 hours of self-love, you and the I am presence. So it's really about knowing who you truly are in your power as a man or woman in this lifetime, loving yourself, hitting the blocks to acceptance and stepping into that divine self through self-love and your body. So we're really looking at listening to the body, body image, healing at cellular level, self-love and money master can't even say it, money mastering. So self-love and money manifesting. So what's stopping you manifest money? You know, clearing vows and oaths to poverty. We're doing manifesting in the millionaire vibration, which is really cool. We're doing pineal gland activation, which is really, really important. So when we can really clear that light center. And healing the vibration of your bank account, which is really cool. And people not paying you. And then self-love and your mission. So we're doing this all in this mini retreat. So are you married to God? Vows to the church to stay poor, blocks to seeing, hearing your guides, trusting in guidance, and anything else that stops you from fully aligning from why you are here on your mission. So I think that's just really cool. I can't wait to do that, actually. Really fun. Yeah.
Yeah,
so
awesome.
It's a lot of healing.
You're clearing a lot. Very cool. All right. Thank you for sharing that. I do appreciate that very much. So I have a question here from June. She says, my sister-in-law's brother OD'd again last week. He's addicted to prescription drugs and alcohol.
Yeah.
His name is Brian. Mm-hmm. Any help that you can give him would be appreciated. Not sure, Susan, if you're able to work on somebody else or how that works, but I'd read that.
So this is a great question, because we talked about this a bit before the call, didn't we, Gretchen, how actually you can buy this package and do the work with me, even though it is not you that has the addiction. And I think this is really a great question. I will be doing some work in a moment with that. But I just want to say that, you know, I have worked with many people that have had maybe a son that was addicted or a husband that was an alcoholic, and I haven't worked with them. I've worked with the person that has come to work with me, and we have helped that person. So the things that we can't do are to clear any contracts that that person has in their life. That has to be 100% free will. But we can clear anything that that person that has come to me to work with me has attracted in that person, because you know we are all one. So what our external world and our relationships are showing us are reflections of our own feelings about ourselves, our beliefs about ourselves, our own self-love. So by doing that work, actually it helps the other person. And I had this experience where I cleared entities and attachments with someone who was a bit like this guy called Brian, and we cleared the entities and attachments, and we also did the work with his mother, actually, and we did the healing work with the mother, and we cut the ties, we did lots of things in that one session. And she said to me, for the first time in her life, she's heard him speak and say, "Mum, I feel I really need to get some help." And what it did was it opened the doorway for him to hear his inner guidance. And then he basically, was clear of it, which was amazing. And she just could not believe it, because in all those years he'd been taking drugs and just was going off the rails. And she said, "I've never heard him say that." And that was just from doing work with her. So that was really, really cool. And then, you know, I've worked with many people where somebody's been an alcoholic in family, and we've done the work with the person and the alcohol has not been shown. So it's almost like they receive the healing at the same time because of the deep healing I'm doing with the family member or the friend. So it is really cool. So from this perspective, I'm seeing the energy of this is Brian, isn't it? And I'm seeing the energy of Brian, and I'm seeing sort of being weighed down. It's almost like, you know, when you see somebody who's bent over and they're walking as if their shoulders are bent over and they're looking down to the ground. So this is the depressing energy that he holds within him. And I'm seeing something that I've seen when I've been in mental health hospitals, and it's where there are attachments to them that are talking to them. So, you know, we have this label called schizophrenia, okay? Well, schizophrenia is actually those that are talking, that are waywards, that are entities that have actually attached to that person and that are having conversations with them, okay? So when we can clear that, then the person no longer has schizophrenia, which is fascinating. And I feel with this, bless this soul, because I can see that this soul has many with him, okay, and it's sort of feeding on that addiction. So we're just gonna, I have the permission to do this, so I'm just gonna ask them to, there are some agreements here, they're telling me, so there are some agreements that he agreed to find the strength to move forward, whatever it might be in his life, in his earthly life, no matter what was thrown at him. Okay, so he has an agreement here with one of these attachments, which I can't interfere with. But what I can do is I can clear the kind of waywards and entities that are hanging around and feeding off the fear. All right, so we can do that. Oh, okay, here we go. Creator, or that is commanded that you pull, clear, cancel, and you delete on all four levels and resolve in the history level all the seen and unseen entities and attachments with this young soul here that you're showing me in my clairvoyant vision, to remove all these entities and all these attachments, and the ones that have an agreement with him, to ask them to step back and remove themselves from his vibrational field so that he may be able to hear his inner guidance now. Tis done, tis done, tis done. Thank you, Shomi. Okay, good. Well, I can see five. One, two, three, four, five leaving. Good. Off you go. Click, 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 click. Transmute, delete, 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 delete across all timelines, all dimensions. They're telling me that he has in his family, there is a history of mental health, okay? So I'm seeing this going down the timelines as well, and I'm seeing it down the ancestors. So we're just going to clear it down there. Okay, click, 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 transmute, delete, 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 delete. And we're just going to send him a shower of beautiful connection to source. I'm going to bring his angels in around him and allow him to see his guides and feel the energy of the support he has around him. I can see him standing up now, actually. I can see him standing up, so his shoulders are back. This is just, you know, clairvoyantly they're showing me his energy. So I see him standing up, okay. So there's a lot of confusion with this person, a huge amount of confusion, because I'm seeing it, trying to work out the world, trying to work it all out. And I'm seeing him at age 8 as a child. So I feel that he felt that he was responsible for something that happened in the family, so that will make sense to them, and this is where it has been triggered for him. Okay, so I hope that helps her, and also this beautiful soul that needs a lot of help at the moment. You just need to really clear that, but I feel really good about this, and I feel that even that attachment and that agreement that he's made, you know, not everybody knows that, but we can't clear everything. It's not our job, you know, to do that, because that takes his free will away, you know, and he has made that agreement, okay, with that soul to be with him, to show him he can move through everything, which I think he will. I feel he will. So it's really good. I can see him energetically now standing up, okay?
Awesome.
All right.
Awesome. Yeah. So cool.
So perhaps they can write in and you know, hopefully that helps.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Thank you for doing that. That's really, really incredible that you're able to work with others and the stories that you have, and really, really cool. Thank you for sharing.
All My right. team's so pretty cool.
I
My team
that.
I work with is pretty cool. Yeah. They're pretty cool. I like them. They can stay. Yeah.
You'll keep them.
Yeah, I'll keep them for a while.
Awesome. So I have a comment here from Jander. I think that's how I say their name. I have a weight body image issue. Which package should I purchase to find my root cause?
Oh, bless you. Yeah, definitely. You know, the group calls would be amazing for you, but also the mini retreat as well, because that really focuses a lot on self-love. I think you'll find that really, really helpful. And of course, you know, obviously do the one-to-one session if you feel drawn to do that, but definitely the group calls will really help. You know, it's also for her, I feel, a community is really important. I feel that with her, is that to know that she's not on her own with this. And I feel there will be many people that will be vibrationally feeling the same way, so I thought it really help her. And in the Facebook group as well, we haven't mentioned that, but there is a private Facebook group as well, and you know, there'll be a lot of support there for her.
Awesome. Love that, and the support, you know, just like you said at the beginning about, you know, feeling alone, you've created this safe place for everybody to share and join together and support each other. So that's so important as we work through these issues.
My goodness, you know, my groups I run, I set an incredible intention of love, and I set an intention as we start them that everybody is respectful for everybody, and we are all one. And the way I say it is that I have two children, Gretchen, okay? And so when people are respectful to each other, they're respectful to themselves. And if they weren't, they wouldn't be being kind to my children. And when I say it that way, no one could ever imagine not being kind to my two children, yeah? So it makes mm-hmm. them think about how they've got to love themselves and love whoever else is talking. So I do get people to come on and share and ask questions. And, you know, it's for us to send them that love, whatever that question might be, you know. So it's a really, really safe space for people to share and be and release whatever they need to release. Yeah.
Amazing. Awesome. All right. So let's take another live caller between 1 and 30.
Okay. I'm going to have number one.
All right. Number one, your first three digits are 416. 416. You are unmuted.
Hello?
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 Oh, yay. Thank you. Thank you so much. My name is Alexis, and I have...
Hi, Alexis.
I'm so excited. Sorry. I have battled a food addiction my whole entire life, and I have tried every single thing in the world, like everything, and I just need some help with this, please.
Mother.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry. The guys are just shouting at me. Okay. So this is most definitely, who do you think you are? You're not good enough. The vibration you have held in your field, and this might make you upset, but I thought it's important you hear it, is I'm not good enough. It never amounts to anything. This is what I'm hearing. So it may not have been your mother, but it's definitely the mother vibration.
No, that's exactly what my mother
used to say.
Yeah.
Oh, bless your heart, because I can really feel this. Okay, so what can we do for her here? Okay, right, yeah. You're 3 years old, okay. Oh, gosh, I want you to bring that little three-year-old out. Can you see her?
Yes.
Okay, and I want you to surround her by angels. She's got angels all the way around her. Okay. And have a look at her. How is she feeling about being here in the world?
Sad.
Yeah. So I want you to say to her, I'm so sorry that you felt so sad and alone. Say it out loud.
I'm so sorry that you feel so sad and alone.
I'm so sorry that you shut down your heart.
I'm so sorry you shut down your heart.
I'm so sorry that you needed to fill your space.
I'm so sorry you feel you need to fill your face.
Space.
Oh, space.
Interesting how you said that, huh?
Yeah, isn't it? Yeah, that's because that's what
I heard. Yeah, that's what you heard, yeah. I'm so sorry that the world was so confusing.
I'm so sorry the world was so confusing.
And there was no one there to help you understand it.
And there was no one there to help you understand it.
How is she feeling now?
Scared.
Yeah. I want you to imagine that that angel, one of the angels behind her, is coming in and showering her with a beautiful sparkling light full of unconditional love, and that she feels that unconditional love and that connection to Source and to her inner guidance. And she's starting to feel it, and she's starting to remember that she's not on her own, what's happening for her. What's happening for her?
She's older now, and I feel her more secure.
Yeah, excellent. And what does she need from you?
Acceptance.
Yeah, so I want you to say to her, I'm so sorry that you never felt accepted.
I'm so sorry you never felt accepted.
And you never felt worthy.
And you never felt worthy.
And I'm so sorry that you forgot.
And I'm so sorry you forgot.
You were a magnificent being of light.
You were a magnificent being of light.
Having a human experience.
Having a human experience.
And you were always loved and looked after by me.
And you are always loved and looked after by me.
Good. Take a deep breath. How is she responding now?
Much better, and she's filled with light.
Yeah. And if you were to know, and if you could ask her, and you could feel it, does she feel full or empty?
Her body is full, but her stomach is empty.
Yeah, see? And this is where, do you see the connection here?
Yeah.
Yeah? Do you see the connection?
Yeah.
So when, okay, so one of the angels is going to pass her a magic wand. She got it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I want her to wave her wand and fill up her stomach with pure golden white light. Sparkly. Got to put the sparkles in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And now how does she feel?
Wow, I really feel that.
Yeah. And how does she feel about being here in the world?
Better.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I want you to say to her, I will always love and accept you for who you are.
I will always love and accept you for who you are.
Whoever you choose to be in the world.
Whoever you choose to be in the world.
And whoever you choose to be with.
And whoever you choose to be with.
And then I want you to imagine that you can pick her up and bring her into your heart. With her magic wand, with her angels. Feeling full, feeling safe. And possibly feeling excited.
Sorry, do I bring her into my heart now?
You do.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm. So I've almost scoop her up and bring her into your heart.
Okay.
Okay, now just feel how that feels to you now.
I feel more grounded.
Yeah. So when we have a situation like that, then we... And I know you get this now from listening to the call, but we will reach for something that makes us feel connected. And in your case, it was food to make you feel loved and full. Okay? There's more to do there, my love, but that was just a 5-minute help for that little child, because that little child was outside of you feeling, I need something to make me feel full. All right.
Oh, I am so buying your package right now. Oh my God, thank you so much.
I love to work with you.
Oh, thank
you. You know, and I'd love to do individual work with you if you feel drawn.
Oh,
to
yeah,
that,
no,
because,
definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. You're so welcome,
Alexis. This was awesome. Keep us posted how you do. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
So this is, Gretchen, this is like really important. So we, you know, as children, we have these perceptions in the world. Obviously, we know it's triggered from other times, but this lifetime is so key, isn't it? You know, those child parts of us that are really just outside of us playing a role, and they're just saying, you know, look, I need to be healed and integrated into your heart. I want to be part of you, but I'm outside of you. So essentially what we're doing is we are acting like that child in the world to try and feel safe. Well, imagine if we felt safe. We wouldn't need to reach for any of those things, would we? We wouldn't need to. We wouldn't need to fill ourselves. We wouldn't need to light the cigarette. We wouldn't need to, you know, be addicted in relationships. You know, we wouldn't need that because we have everything we have within us. You know, we are feeling connected. We're able to feel that self-love. And of course, then we're in alignment with our mission, and it just goes hand in hand. You know, when I do mission readings, which are really cool, you know, the guides come in and they show me what led us in our childhood to be triggered to be on the mission we've chosen to be on. Isn't that cool? You know, so everything mm-hmm. that's happened to us is actually all perfect. You know, it doesn't feel perfect at the time, but it is all perfect because, you know, we're here for a much bigger reason than we ever could imagine. And addiction is just one of those ways that we're trying to connect and we're trying to be in alignment with our mission. So when we heal those parts of us, then, you know, the world opens up. And that's the exciting part of doing this work. It really is.
So powerful. I'm kind of in a, I'm so in awe of you, Susan. This is probably the one of the best calls I've ever listened to and witnessed.
Thank you.
And so I just want to acknowledge you on that and the work that you do, because this was incredible. I do want to give the link one more time. It's orderjoynow.com/breakfree19. Again, breakfree19 is all one word, no spaces. If you guys, you know, I'm seeing so many comments on here. People are just asking questions about their addiction. If you guys can jump in on this offer, please do so. Give yourself the gift of working through it. The group calls sound incredible, the amount of work that's going to be done there. We all heard that. And just give yourself that gift, because so many people are hurting and struggling, and you know, these comments are bringing tears to my eyes. It's one person after another, and you know, not only for the group calls that you can do, but even the support and working through this with the support of others can be so powerful and life changing. So, Susan, I just want to thank you for all that you do.
Thanks, Gretchen. Thank you.
You're welcome. Is there anything
my
else
mission.
You want to add, Susan? Yeah.
Just to say that, you know, everyone is enough. You know, we are all enough. And I think sometimes it's hard to say I love you to yourself. But, you know, when you say I am enough, just enough, you know, and today I'm just enough. That is one way that we can just get through. You know, if you're feeling that life is really hard, perhaps to look in the mirror and just say, you know what, I am enough. You know, and also just to remember that we are absolutely never, ever on our own, and we're never disconnected. We just might not be able to see, feel or hear our guides or, you know, our inner guidance. But that's okay, because I can definitely assure you that we have it. Okay, and that we are never, ever on our own. All right?
Awesome. Thank you for that. Thank you guys all for joining today. This, again, was such a powerful call. I encourage everybody to listen to this replay again. I'm sure you're going to get more out of it when you listen to it. There was so much in here. So thank you for joining. This was incredible. Thank you, Susan, for all that you do. So appreciate you.
Thanks, Gretchen. Thank you, my love. Okay. Thanks, everybody.
You're welcome.
Take
all
care.
Right. Bye, everybody. Have a great day.